Show is brought to you by M&S.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Riley County Police Captain Josh Kyle. We also have State Representative and also Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year with us today, Tom Phillips of Manhattan. And we have a caller, and I guess this question directed to Captain Kyle, I believe. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Well, we also want to know what the state allows. You know, we had that chase, that car chase the other day. The Shawnee County started and Hawk County got after them 100 miles an hour, and they come roaring into Manhattan. The highway patrol come across the viaduct at 100 miles an hour. You know, when he bumped into the car in front of the mall, he hit the car down here in front of the auto parts store. When you search the car, you come up with $30,000. Well, are they going to use that to repair the wrecked cars? Are they going to use it for equipment, like you got the Ford Explorers that are leaking carbon monoxide? Or what are we going to do with, what does the state allow you to do with that money? Or does it go to Shawnee County or back to Missouri where the original warrant was issued? You know, we don't know.
And Dave and I were talking about this very thing. Good question. Where does the proceeds go?
It's an amazing question. If I could, I'd like to start back to the beginning with the chase. One of the things that happens when we have a chase that comes in from another jurisdiction into our jurisdiction, we have an agonizing decision to make, and that is whether or not we're going to participate in the pursuit. And it was our opinion on this event that there was already enough law enforcement officers involved. Our primary responsibility was to stay out of the way and try to help traffic as much as possible stay out of the way of this chase. Unfortunately, it did result in not only one but two accidents in our community. And we simply assisted with this investigation and then also ended up filing a criminal report that for the incidents that occurred in Riley County. Ultimately, law enforcement is responsible to drive their vehicle with due regard for the safety of others. Even though we get emergency vehicle status and can violate some of the rules that apply to everybody else, we're ultimately responsible for everything our vehicle does. And we have to maintain our mindset on that whenever we're involved in one of these incidents. But moving forward to the seizures, seizure law, and I'm going to get out of my expertise here very quickly, so I'm going to be careful. Seizure law works in such a way that, first off, you can seize the items, but it has to go through court first. So there's a kind of seems to be this thought process that cops can just seize money and seize assets, and there's no kind of due process. There is a due process, and ultimately the court has to decide whether or not you have the authority and the connection to take the funds. And in this case, an arrest was made and the drugs were found directly involved. Other than that, I don't want to talk about this case anymore. We did have an arrest, which is one of the big concerns right now with the legislature and seizures. As far as what happens to the money, the law has restrictions that's placed on. You can only use it for certain purposes, usually anti-drug enforcement of some sort. Now, the rules are somewhat open when it comes to that. But the big issue with this case in particular is all the different jurisdictions. You mentioned several of them. There was the Rossville, and I don't know if Shawnee County ever got involved. I'm not certain about Pot County, but KHP was involved. So that's going to have to all get sorted out. And that's always the case when multiple agencies are involved is what happens with the funds at the end. We don't know yet.
Appreciate you saying as much as you could, and Representative Phillips.
Well, I can add that early in this year, this session, the Judiciary Committee was taking a look at some changes to the law on forfeiture and seizure. And they decided to send that to the Judicial Council, which is kind of an independent study group, to take a closer look at our Kansas law, what was being contemplated, how other states deal with it. So it's a topic that I think will come back next session, and there may be legislation to change our current laws.
Sometimes we forget the interconnectedness between what you do in Topeka and what Captain Kyle does right here in the Manhattan area. Yeah. So that's good to point out. I guess moving along a little bit, why don't we take one more break? Because I know we were overdue for that first one. It is now 9:33, and we'll go ahead and take that break and come back and spend a little more time and appreciate both gentlemen being here with us today, Captain Josh Kyle from the Riley County Police Department and State Representative Tom Phillips from Manhattan.
Save thousands right now at the President's Day sale at